You're listening to the audio production of Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage, How Understanding the Jewish Roots of Christianity Can Transform Your Faith by Kurt Landry, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Dennis DeLauder, forward by Perry Stone, read by Gabe Wicks. Forward. Kurt Landry and I share a love for the nation of Israel and the Jewish roots of the Christian faith. We have been friends and worked together since 2009, as we both not only value our shared spiritual heritage, but also the prophetic nature of God. In 2009, Voice of Evangelism partnered with Kurt's organization, My Olive Tree, to adopt a large olive grove in the Galilee region of Israel. We did so in order to help preserve the precious olive trees during a severe drought, provide work for Jewish people in Israel, and use oil from the grove to produce special anointing oil based on the biblical patterns found in Exodus. This anointing oil has since gone around the world and anointed the nations out of Zion. Interestingly enough, this project was met with some opposition, and it has been clear that many do not understand the priesthood, our identity in the priesthood, or the roots of our Christian faith. They questioned our right to make anointing oil according to biblical instruction, something you would not question if you understood our heritage. Through this process, we can see many in the church robbed of covenant blessings based on misunderstanding and misinterpretation of the Scripture. Exodus 30:25. In the New Testament, we are told that if a believer is sick, we are to anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. James 5:14-15. However, in biblical times, the oil was strictly reserved for use by the priests. But notice what the Bible teaches about believers in Revelation 1:6, saying, "And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever." The Greek can read, "a kingdom of priests." He has made us. This is our identity. Under the Old Covenant, no common person could slay a sacrifice, sprinkle blood on the altar, or enter the holy place to offer incense, light the menorah, or be anointed with the oil. However, as a kingdom of priests, we now offer our sacrifices of praise, and it is our spiritual position as priests unto God that enables believers to use anointing oil for the purpose of anointing a person. Without an understanding of biblical covenant and the roots of our heritage, these mysteries would have remained veiled. But through this revelation, God has brought restitution and great blessing. Kurt and I continue to co-labor together on this project, as well as adopt olive trees in Israel to put our faith in action and to leave a legacy of truth for our children and our grandchildren. We are reclaiming our forgotten heritage not only in word, but also in deed, working together as the one new man, a concept that Kurt Landry explains in depth in the upcoming chapters. Kurt Landry's Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage serves as a timely and groundbreaking take on the roots of the Christian church and its place in the entirety of God's kingdom. As Landry uncovers and unwraps the discovery of his own Jewish heritage and history, he also seeks to do the same for the body of Christ. This book attempts to answer the questions, "Who are we and why are we here?" from the perspective of the whole body of believers. If we ignore some of the full story, we are missing some part of our identity. And in identity there is power, there is purpose, and there is covenant. Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage provides a valuable and unique take on this situation. As the body of Christ begins to reconnect with the olive tree onto which it has been grafted, and as the fulfillment of Revelation draws nearer, there is no better time than now to learn about and become firmly grounded within your spiritual heritage. Perry Stone, founder, Voice of Evangelism, International School of the Word, Omega Center International, and Manifest.
Introduction. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:11-13. The 21st century church is in the midst of an identity crisis. The problem is we worship a Jesus we've never gotten to know for who he fully is.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?